You're listening to Speak, Lord. I'm Ryan Rogers. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Well, it's been a while since I've posted a Speak, Lord episode, and I'm okay. I just got off track for a bit, and I'm just wondering, how are you? You can't answer that question because it's a podcast, but you could ask that question to yourself. I realize I can get off track on my habits and 2, 3, 4 weeks go by and I haven't posted an episode. Maybe there's some spiritual habits you've got off track on and you just need to come in connection with Jesus afresh right now. Now's the time to do it because what you're doing today matters. The work you're doing today matters. The time you have with family or friends today matters. The project you're working on matters, and it matters how you show up. You could show up with Jesus, and you could show up with something else, and it's going to make a big difference. So we're going to get into the episode in just a minute, but maybe you, like me, have gotten off track just a little bit in some spiritual habits. Right now is a good time to connect with the God who's ready to connect with you. The focus today is wait on the Lord. In our church, we have, when we meet on Sabbath mornings, we have a Bible study before the church service. We call it Sabbath School. And this last week, I was leading out in the adult Sabbath School lesson. We've been 3 weeks or 3 months now in the Psalms. And one of the themes of the Psalms that was brought out in this week was wait on the Lord. And I've been thinking about that since the lesson, asking myself the question, how do I know when it's right to wait? Because sometimes waiting is not what God is calling me to. He's calling me to action, but sometimes he's calling me to hold back. And how do I know if now is the time to wait or if now is the time to not, and to move forward? One of the projects I mentioned, I was working on some other things that I've been focused on, is an outdoor program at our school and our church. I love outdoors, so I'm excited about it. We've been creating some space for storing our gear. We've been getting some of our students together and going on hikes and planning some trips. We've just been organizing for that. I've also been buying some gear so that we can do some of these things. And I love that too, because gear just, it reminds me of adventure, and it can be spendy stuff. So I've found for the past few years, one of my favorite places to go for gear is the clearance online at Sierra Trading Post. So you go to sierra.com and you look for the clearance, and you can find some pretty good deals. And I found one. I found a 4-person tent that was normally over $500. It was under $200, and there was a whole bunch of them. So I knew I wanted, I wanted a whole bunch, and then I decided, you know, 3 or 4 would do. So I watched the cart. I could have bought it right then, but I didn't have the money right then, and it wasn't approved yet, so I wanted to wait till I could be guaranteed I'd be reimbursed. So I held it in my cart for a while, and also there was another purpose in waiting in that other things were coming on clearance. So what I was doing is I'd put my must-have items in the cart, and I'd enter in a number like 55 of them, even though I wasn't getting 55, and they'd tell me, oh, we only have 29 left. And then the next time I'd enter in 29 and say, oh, we only have 22 left. So I was watching the inventory go down, and I decided when these tents get under 10 in supply, I'll buy 4 of them. Meanwhile, I'll watch the other clearance items and see what else I can add, and then we could get it all in at one shipment and just pay shipping once to Alaska. And so I did that. I watched this cart for about a month. I was waiting. I was patient. And then I made my order, and I waited some more. It took a long time. I noticed after 2-3 weeks that nothing was coming. And I had also seen, a few days after I made the order, I got an email saying, hey, this was a big purchase. We need confirmation or we're going to cancel the order. So I called them. I talked to someone and said, yep, I confirm I want all this stuff. I gave them whatever information they wanted there. And they told me, okay, we'll send it out. Well, somehow right after that call, they canceled the order. It was exactly opposite of what we talked about on the phone. So I waited a few weeks to find out when I called again. That order was canceled. Those tins weren't coming. Well, the bummer of the deal is, by the time I knew that order was canceled, those tents were gone. It was too late. All that waiting, and I did not get the thing I waited for. So you've heard it said, good things come to those who wait. Well, sometimes. And sometimes those who wait just miss out on the good things. So how do you know when this is a time God's calling you to wait? Because he has good things for you if you just slow down and be patient and wait. And how do you know when he's saying, move forward, run, give it all you got, because you're going to miss out if you wait? There are times, and we can see them all through Scripture in our lives, when waiting is disobedience to God. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they sent spies into the promised land, and most of them came back with a bad report and a few of them came back with a good report. You know, it was God's will at that time that they didn't wait, that they moved right into the promised land, but they listened to fear and they waited another 40 years in the wilderness. Waiting was not God's plan at that time, but they waited. When Noah was inviting people to board the ark and that door was open and the rains were coming, that was not the time to wait. Sodom and Gomorrah, when God called the righteous, the few righteous, out of the city, and he said, don't look back, come now, that was not time to wait. That was a time for action. So how do you know? And here's the key. This is at least the conclusion I've come to as I've wrestled through waiting versus not waiting. The key thing is, in the command to wait on the Lord, the most important part is not wait, but on the Lord. Waiting is what we're doing because he hasn't acted yet, but it's waiting on the Lord. Not waiting for him to do a particular thing we want, but for him to do whatever he's going to do, because it's his action that we follow. So if he says not yet, we wait. If he says it's now, we go. The crucial virtue in waiting on the Lord is not patience, but discernment. The ability to go slow or fast is not what we need, but a commitment to go wherever God goes. So patience is good, but eyes that see what God is doing are what is required. Wait on the Lord. Well, that's because God's telling you not yet. But when God says, let's go now, we have the discernment to say, he's moving and I'm following. There's this beautiful prayer when King Jehoshaphat is surrounded in battle by the Moabites and the Ammonites, and there's a bunch of them. He cries out to God. He says, O Lord our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. If you say wait, we're going to wait. If you say attack, we're going to attack. If you say run, we're going to run. We don't know what to do. Our eyes are on you. A well-trained animal, like a dog, they don't just have the ability to go fast or to fetch or to roll over, but to do it on command. And that's the point. God is not looking for people who are just always patient or people who are always bold, but people who step into whatever mode that it takes to follow where God is leading. So I want to be patient, I want to be bold, creative, determined, but what I need to be is surrendered. I want to engage in any of those modes as God directs. See, there's a time to speak and a time to refrain from speaking, a time to act and a time to restrain myself. The default mode is not action or inaction. It's connection. That's what we see in John 15. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So I'm not looking to be a certain type of follower who's always in a hurry or who's always patient. I'm looking to follow because I'm living in connection with God. If waiting on the Lord was simply a call to inactivity or to activity, that'd be so easy. We wouldn't even need to discern what God is doing. We just always do that. But the key to waiting on the Lord is having our eyes on the Lord. When I was growing up, I still love it, the Mr. Rogers show. I don't watch it, but I love the genius that he had in connecting with people and teaching good values. And he would write songs. One of the songs that he wrote was, "Let's think of something to do while we're waiting," which is so helpful. There's a lot of times we wait. Do something while you wait. Another psalm that features waiting on the Lord, in fact, it, I think, three times calls us to wait on the Lord, Psalm 37. I'm going to read verse 7. It says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." Before that, it gives several commands like this: trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. So when we wait for the Lord, we're not just sitting there. We're trusting, we're delighting, we're committing, we're seeking, we're preparing. We're thinking of something to do while we're waiting. Because waiting is sometimes the way to follow God. Connecting with him is always the way. We act when he acts. We rest when he rests. So how do you know? How do you know if right now is a time in your life when God is saying, hold back, stop pushing, just wait, and good things will come? And how do you know that if you did that, you might just miss out on the good things God has for you? Well, it's not patience. It is discernment. Wherever God goes, we go. Whatever he does, we do. When he moves, we follow. When he waits, we wait. This may be a season of your life where God is calling you to some really tough patience. And if God is telling you, not yet, wait on the Lord. But if you're telling God, not yet, then move forward in the thing that you are called to do, that you've been resisting because you thought you needed to wait. Let God be the one to say, now is the time, or not yet. How is God speaking to you? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Well, thank you so much for listening to Speak, Lord. And as always, you can find all of our episodes by searching for Speak, Lord, wherever you get podcasts. And you can find more from me at PastorRyanRogers.com.